Com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. I'm a little anxious this morning because of the snow. And the cows are... I'm at the farm in the farm studio. And the cows are outside. We've got somewhere between... 8 and 12 inches of snow in the Ozarks. And the cows can't see the grass, and they can't see the hay that I put out for them last night because it's covered up with snow. And pretty soon they're going to start looking elsewhere. And the last thing I want to do is chase 100 cows in the snow and try to show them where we live. Because a lot of their cues as to where they live are buried under the snow. So it's hard for them to sense where they are when everything here is white with snow and ice. So your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. Tom is engineering the broadcast from Minnesota. And today we're going to talk about preparing. We're going to talk about what it's like and what you need to think about as a new person to the preparedness and survival mindset. With us is Deborah Brewster. She's our newest USAprepares.com instructor. She has an MBA. She's been a CEO and a CFO, and she still is. She's managed and run and owned construction companies, contracting companies, and their organization has built very large projects in many states. And she's here to share with us her thoughts about preparing. Welcome, Deborah Brewster.
Good morning. Greetings, everyone.
Deborah, let me just share with the class a couple quick things. You've been to our meetups, and you've been to the expo, and you've been coming to the meetups, and you're there faithfully, probably for about 6 months. And you have a lot of things on your mind. You're passionate about preparing, and you are in high gear in the preparedness arena. So you've seen and worked with, you know, construction crews and managed them, and you've had lots of construction equipment. And so the things that all the problems that you see when you're building something, you've experienced those. You've experienced, you know, needing parts to keep equipment operational. You've seen downtime. You've seen all kinds of everything that can go wrong. I'm sure you've seen. So from that perspective, we're going to talk about getting started, getting in the prepper mindset, and, you know, things you can do that are foolish or you can be responsible. So let's talk about that, but I need to make an announcement. We were going to have in the Ozark Mountains a prepare and share event on Saturday, December 7th. And that was to be at the Big Bear Resort in Hollister, Missouri. John and Judy Dollarhite were putting it on, and many of us were going to teach some skills, hands-on skills. I was going to teach a little bit about Ohm's Law, determining what gauge of wire you need to run what kind of devices. And we're going to build LED lighting systems. And I was going to teach how to solder. And if there were 50 or 100 people there, you know, we were going to teach hands-on how to do these things. It's canceled or for now. We'll reschedule. And I don't know what the date is. I got a call early this morning from John Dollarhite So the event for Saturday, December 7th, that would be tomorrow, is canceled because of the snow and ice on the roads. And those of us who would be attending would be going up and down very steep hills. And we're not sure if they will be maintained so that we can get up and down them. And we don't want anybody to be hurt. So that event is canceled, the Big Bear event, the Prepare and Share event that we were going to have. By the way, we do these events, they're free. So I don't want you to think that that there would be a charge if you had come. So we'll let you know when the next one's going to be, and you're all invited. And politicians will have to announce who they are. Government employees will have to bring a photo ID. So, Deborah, let's talk about the preparedness mindset.
Well, first of all, Vince, most people, when they begin to think about prepping, there's certainly four items that normally come to one's mind that they think they need to prepare, and that would be the acquiring or the acquisition of water, food, shelter, protection. However, there's one thing that people don't think of that's probably the most important thing that you need to have in an emergency, and that is your mind. Without your mind able to think clearly and to think correctly, you can never prepare yourself and get through emergency crisis situations. And therefore, what I say to people is what you believe, what you think is the most important thing in preparing to be ready for anything that comes your way. There's a saying that goes, your beliefs become your thoughts, and your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions, and your actions become your habits, and your habits become your values, and your values become your destiny. And what's basically, in a nutshell, that's trying to say, our mind is, it's a garden. And whether we say intellectually we cultivate it, or we just let it run wild, go with the whims as things may come forth, we're going to produce certain things in our life. And if we don't have the right thoughts, we're not going to produce the right conditions. We're just not going to have the right results. And so it's very important that we understand that we are guided by our thoughts. And as long as one just thinks, you know, oh, it's beyond my control, whatever's going to be is going to be, they believe that the conditions that happen to them are really outside of them, that they have no control over it. But the reality of it is that our very soul, our conscious, our inner being, we attract that which we meditate upon, that which we love, even that which we fear. And see, good thoughts are going to bear good fruit, but bad thoughts are going to, you know, bear bad fruit. And so, you know, what really is important is that we get the right thinking. If we're going to improve our circumstances, we have to be willing to improve, you know, ourselves and our thought, the thoughts that we allow to go in. And, you know, I'm not sure what's going to drive someone to begin to change. Generally, you know, sometimes it's the, let's say, the prospects of gain or the fear of loss. In my opinion, what has caused the, or let's say, my what has caused the inertia behind my planning, frankly, was a fear of loss. I've been blessed, you know, I've worked hard, I have a spouse that's worked hard, and we've had a good life. But, you know, just going through the downturn in the economy that occurred since about 2000, really beginning maybe 2006, but being an eternal optimist, I didn't see it coming. You know, I would say I didn't really begin to experience it, frankly, into 2008 because I had inertia and I was doing right things. But once I got broadsided, because very few people were left standing with their life not turned upside down, I began to realize that the way of life that I had become accustomed to, I could lose it. And so fear began to drive me. But the more I watched TV and, you know, read things on the internet or, you know, just spoke to other people, I began this whole thing, this way of life as we have become accustomed to, was just being ripped out from underneath of us. And so, again, I was driven by fear. Now, whether you think that fear is going to be, personally for me, it's things that are happening in Iran and Korea. Look at China right now, you know, flexing their little muscles on the, you know, the dispute of the islands over there with Japan, one of our allies. Or whether you think it's the debt default or cyber attacks, that's another real big one, on our infrastructure, on our banking system. If it's just hearing in the news, you know, that the Department of Homeland Security is buying up all the bullets and ammunition, or they're stopping a lead smeltering plant so that we can't, let's say, get ammunition in the United States without, you know, importing it. Or whether you hear it's FEMA, they're, you know, ordering up 420 million, portions of food. I mean, there's so many things that we see going on around us. But until we figure out what we believe, we take some time and we really meditate upon what's going on. Look what's happening around us. Look at what our priorities are and to see if our thoughts and our actions align each other. Are we going the right direction? And, you know, men become anxious. They want to improve their circumstances, but they generally are not willing to improve themselves. And so it's like if a man wants to acquire wealth, he must get prepared to make great personal sacrifices to accomplish those objectives. You know, when we had wealth, it was because we made sacrifices. We planned. We did what others weren't willing to do. And so, you know, basically you have to have a mindset. You have to think clearly. And our country, as I said previously in our last talk show, we are drinking Kool-Aid. We are getting dumbed down. We're not really looking at the signs of the time. Even the Bible tells us, you know, we may not know those that believe, say, in Christ when he'll return, but he tells us that you may not know the time, but you'll see the changing of the seasons. You're going to see there are warnings. There's ample things around us that we have to look at these things and be observant and have a clear thinking mind. And, you know, it's basically you have to, you know, have crystallized your thoughts. I'll use an example. Let's say a rich man that, you know, he may want to, you know, let's say he's gluttonous. He's overeating. And, you know, when he's rich, he's willing to throw all the money he has, you know, to get, you know, thin and healthy. But he's never going to have that because what he's not thinking correctly because there are principles to living healthy. So,
Deborah, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Deborah Brewster, our latest, newest USAPreparedness.com instructor. We're talking about preparedness and the mindset. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Deborah Brewster's with us, and I want to share with you, we've got a map in front of us, an extreme wind chill map. Minus 35, Nevada. Minus 43, Montana. And the coldest spot in Missouri is minus 1 degrees Fahrenheit right now. And we're talking about thinking clearly. So you need to think about what might happen to you. And that's something that's always in the forefront of my mind. Thinking about it and then planning what to do about it and then doing something about it. And we have a lot of armchair preparedness-minded people and survival-minded people who are researching and researching and researching, and they're getting more and more concerned, but are they actually doing something about it? The answer is not everybody's doing something about it. Now, right now, every cattle farmer and rancher in this area of the Ozark Mountains has a huge problem. And the problem is feeding his or her cows. Because the cows can't see the grass. They lose sense of direction as to where they are. They can get lost. Trees can fall down on fences. And the cows can wander off. And it's a huge problem to get them back. Imagine putting, let's say, 20, 30,000 pounds of cows on a trailer and sliding, if you could round them up, get them on a trailer and sliding down these icy roads to get them back home. It's a huge problem. So that's why I have the preparedness mindset that I have, because I live this preparedness lifestyle 24 hours a day. Deborah Brewster is bringing her perspective to it. She's a CFO, a CEO, an MBA. She's a mother. She's a wife. And she's passionate about preparedness. So, Deborah, let's continue.
One thing more, I would say I'm a Christian, and a lot of that does, let's say, crystallize my thoughts. I rely on, good information And that also includes the Bible. And I'm thinking of one verse that I want to share. And it's in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 12. And it says, a prudent person foresees the danger and takes precaution. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. And that's what it, you know, what it jumping back to what I was saying earlier, you know, it's, we got to have clear thinking. See, good thoughts and actions never produce bad results, but bad thoughts and lack of action can never produce good results. And there's a saying that goes something like corn comes from corn or corn but corn. I mean, it's just meaning you're not going to get, you know, a tomato if you plant a corn. And you have to, you know, plant the right stuff. You have to plan your life if you want to have certain results. You know, man has to understand that we may live in a natural world, but, you know, if we're going to suffer, it's going to be because we had the wrong thoughts. We did not put the correct thoughts into the correct direction. And basically, only when a person begins to radically affect or alter their thoughts are they going to accomplish, let's say, the transformations that are necessary to have yield the effects, the conditions, the circumstances that they want in their life. And so that's what really drives me, is that, you know, there's things that I want to maintain, a certain standard of life, a protection for myself and my loved ones, but I know it doesn't happen without planning. And I'm going to choose to alter my circumstances as much as I can. I mean, after a certain point, yes, you let God, but we are expected to be prepared. In fact, I can even think of in the Bible, there's some great examples of preppers. Noah was probably the greatest prepper of all. He, you know, built for many years the ark, and there were 8 people saved when the floods came. There was in the Bible Lot, and he bugged out of Sodom and before the city was set up in flames. Or you might have heard the story Joseph in Egypt, where he, you know, the Pharaoh had a dream and he interpreted it, and he said, you know, there's going to be 7 hard years and 7 good years, and we need to store up and prepare for the 7 hard years. And as a result, his preparations or the instruction, he saved an entire civilization. Even in, like, the Exodus in the Bible, when they had to split, when Moses took them out, they had to prepare.
Deborah Brewster's with us. Deborah, you and I were on the phone last night, and we were talking about this storm coming, and I said, I'm good for 6 months easily. I just, you know, it's okay with me if I just stay here for 6 months on the farm. Because of that mindset. We'll be right back.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, during the during the commercial breaks, I take a look at some of the news, and there it is. U.S. unemployment hits a five-year low. Unemployment hits a five-year low. They say that the jobless rate falls to 7%. Now, I really doubt if a single individual listening to this broadcast believes any of that nonsense. I believe that the unemployment rate is more like 20 to 25%. But anyway, Deborah, I assume you agree with me.
Monday. I'm not sure that I would say 25%, but I would certainly say at least 18% when you certainly count the underemployed and those that are no longer eligible to receive benefits. Now, if you count those that don't work because they're on Social Security, disability, Medicare or Medicaid, social programs and students and just, part-time workers, the number is probably closer to 50%. It would be very ugly. And so the news media wants to feed everybody a bunch of manure. I mean, there's nothing more to be said. you know, about that. They just mm-hmm. want to deceive us. They have their own agenda, and that is to accomplish their own purposes for their own greed and self-indulgences. They don't really care about us. And unless we begin to care for ourselves, you know, the way of life that we know is going to be stripped away. And, you know, as I said earlier, you're either motivated by the prospects of gain, which used to be how I looked at everything, but now it's the fear of loss. And I'll give you an example. I never used to be one that was a gun, you know, own guns. I mean, I'm not a hunter, you know, but that's not something that I normally just did. And so, but once I saw our rights being stripped away, all of a sudden it became a priority. Hey, I want to get some guns because I don't want to have something that I don't have taken away from me. Just the thoughts of losing my freedom. But see, in our country, you know, they want to have you think that, you know, we have to be fearful of a populace that's armed. But the reality, what we need to be fearful of are the tyrants who seek to control our lives. And they want to disarm us. They want to confiscate things from us. It could be our food next. They want to taxation us to death. They want to pressure us through the media or the educational system. Our whole way of life is turned upside down. People call what is, you know, bad good and what is good bad. We are really screwed up as a population. And unless we begin to, you know, pull the blinders off and think clearly, we're going to be sadly in trouble. And, you know, like you were talking about if you had to go out and chase the cows and get stuck on the road. Just think about that. If trucks all of a sudden, you know, can no longer work. I mean, we work in a, or let's say our economy functions in what I would call a just-in-time type of operating, let's say methodology. You know, it's good business practices that we don't keep more inventory than what we need. Well, if all of a sudden we had a nationwide shutdown of just the transportation, just a disruption to that, I mean, it would bring our economy to an absolute halt. And so people just don't realize that, you know, what would happen if just any of these things should come to pass. A trucking interruption is a small thing. But even that, within, you know, 24 hours, there will be the lack of, say, even medical supplies getting to where they need to, hospitals running out of basic materials, pharmacies running out, service stations running out of fuel, grocery stores running out of food. I mean, we have got to prepare. And frankly, half the stuff we have comes from China. I mean, that is really, in my mind, our arch enemy. I mean, they're already flexing their muscles. They're already, there's this power game. We try to be politically correct because we do really rely on each other. You know, we've become dependent upon them to get everything since we've outsourced our entire country, all those jobs that we supposedly have. But reality, we've become dependent upon them. It used to be he who has the gold rules. Well, it sort of is. China has all the money because we give them all of our resources. We have just really have turned our whole country upside down with stinking thinking and not thinking correctly. We forget the very foundation what this country was built upon. It's I don't know what to say, Vince. I mean, it's just staggering what's happening in our country any longer.
Deborah, I was going to say during the first couple segments, this is the calmest I've ever heard you, but you're getting wound up more toward the Deborah I know right now. Deborah, you are passionate, and I mean this in a positive way. You are absolutely passionate, and when you're at the meetups, you are extremely passionate in your delivery of the kinds of things that you've just said, and I applaud you for that. Deborah, we have Kyle in Montana who would like to speak with us. Kyle, go ahead, please.
Yes, Vince. Good morning. I was thinking about the Pharaoh and Joseph in Egypt, and what people forget about that was that the children of Israel eventually, because it was the Pharaoh hoarding all of the wheat, the children of Israel in that story sold themselves into slavery because they did not have any food. And I'm wondering how that parallel is looking today. You know, when you have when you really have the government stockpiling all of these millions and millions of food rations and everything that's going on, I think, you know, look at the general populace of the United States and how many of them really would sell themselves into slavery and everything they have in order to gain food. And I think this is a great program, and I agree with you. She is quite passionate, and I love that.
Well, thank you. But,
anyway, so Kyle, I just thought you... Go ahead.
Kyle, you're absolutely right. And we have been having meetups and expos. We've had 6 expos, and our mission, our passion is to train people not to be dependent, to look up, to look down, to see what's happening all around them, even how to drive their vehicles when they come to a traffic light, not to pull up so close an inch up to the bumper of the car in front, so that if, as you look in your rearview mirror, you see someone barreling toward the rear of your car, that you've got a path to jump the curb to the left or to the right, or swing to the left and get out of harm's way. I mean, we talk about that. We talk about being aware of the situation. We talk about planning. And let me just share this with you. Last night, I've been retrofitting our farmhouse with LED lighting. And I haven't finished it yet because I have to fish a lot of wires through the walls and so forth. So I've got these LED lights around the kitchen, on top of the cabinets and so forth. And I hook them up to a battery, a 12-volt battery that we have on the farm. It's sitting in the kitchen in a battery box. And I have a battery charger charging the battery while the lights are draining the battery. Now, the minute the power goes out, I still have the lights on because they're on. And they only take less than 50 watts to light up the entire kitchen. So simple things like that we can do to prepare. Because the first thing when the power goes out, we're trying to find light, right? So it's, why not take care of it ahead of time? So when Deborah talks about teaching a preparedness mindset and thinking about what you want to do to not suffer the consequences of not being prepared, that's what we're trying to teach on this broadcast.
Yeah, you know, Vince, I would really love to see you move to Montana because we got great deer, great squirrels, still lots of birds, ravens all over the place. You were talking about that the other day. But it is 13 below zero here this morning, and but we would sure love to have you up here. This would be because this was a great hunting season for us. You were talking about on one of your last shows that, you know, you didn't hear any gunshots and stuff, and good grief, opening day around here, it sounded like World War II. So,
Kyle, let me share this with you, and I've never said this before on the radio. When I looked for a place to live with Mrs. Finelli, and we drove about 20,000 miles, our very, very first choice was Montana.
Yeah, it was. It would be great. I mean, we have there's a lot of people here with a like-minded mindset. I personally live off the grid and have for 10 years, and we function just fine without power. We have solar panels and everything set up, so there's a lot of like-minded people here, and we wish you would have moved here first, or at least one of these days maybe put on a great big expo or something in Montana. I think you'd be inundated and shocked with the amount of people that would show up.
Kyle, let me ask you this. Would you send me an email to vincent@usaprepares.com and include your phone number, and I'll give you a call?
Okay. I would be glad to do that.
Great. Thanks so much, Kyle.
You bet.
One thing, Vince, that you mentioned that I think is all part of the prepper mindset is that we have to plan ahead for, you know, disaster. You talk about not pulling up too close to a car, you know, so that you have a way to pull around it. We have to have like a mental imagery in our mind of all possible scenarios. Let's say, example, you go into a hotel. You have to think, what if something happens? I don't want to be on the 10th floor. I don't want to be higher than the 6th floor because if there's a fire, the fire truck ladders typically only go up to about the 6th floor. Or let's say you're in a building. Do you even know where the escape routes are to get down the stairwells? or if you get on an airplane, how many seats are you from the, let's say, one of the escape routes? Now, I normally sit in the escape route myself and volunteer, but, you know, you have to always premeditate this. Yeah, it's like a mind, the mind of a, oh, let's say, just what's that thought, the Stallone, something with the tiger, the, you know, you've got to have a certain, you know, just a territorial hunter's attitude. You have to be always looking and just being aware of everything that's around you at all times. And you can never underestimate danger. And that's, you know, so many people, they dismiss things and they get what's almost called like the friendly fire syndrome. You know, oh, you know, it's not going to happen. And look at 9/11. People initially didn't try to get out of the building. They just thought, you know, they just sit there, you know, stay on their computers, eating their lunch or whatever the case may be. They don't recognize danger. They're not sharp. Their mind is not thinking clearly. We become passive. Just passive and not really, you know, keeping control of our destiny.
Deborah Brewster, Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, class, I feel a lot better. I can see Mrs. Fennelly walking back in the snow from that half-mile trek to get the cows some hay. So she's given the cows some hay to make sure that they can stay warm in this snowstorm that we have here in the Ozarks. Deborah Brewster's with us, and Deborah, all of us at USAPrepares.com, our faculty, have many, many things in common, and here are some of them. One, we don't take direction very well.
That's so true.
another one is we can't seem to hold down a job, and I don't mean that in a bad way. What I mean is, you know, we look at ways to improve wherever we are, and sometimes our bosses don't like that, and they throw us overboard. And then another thing that we have in common is we all of us, every single one of us, has relatives who thinks we're nuts. I mean, and for our lifestyle and the way we think and the way we allocate our financial resources, our time resources, and where we spend our time, you know, that we don't do things like go to ball games. We do other things that we feel are really, really productive. So,
well, that's true. You know, people, first of all, they ignore danger a lot of times because of peer pressure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is a thing that preppers constantly face, you know, with their non-prepping family members, their friends, mm-hmm. acquaintances that, you know, may just think they're crazy, but the reality of it is that we have, you know, been able to exert power over our circumstances because we do think correctly. And ensure, you know, I know that people don't want to look silly. They don't want to risk their reputation, you know, but are you willing to risk your life? So, mm-hmm. you know, that being said, I'm not willing to risk my life. It doesn't matter how silly I look. You know, most people think, you know, most alarms are false alarms. But what if there is not really a false alarm and it's a true alarm? Are you ready to rise up and to prepare, I mean, you know, to be prepared to take care of yourself? And, you know, preppers are the type that are going to be ready when that happens. And, again, we have to, of course, you know, we have to do things right. We have to plan ahead. You know, we have to respond quickly, not hesitate, because when it comes to catastrophes, every second counts. You know, just how we're going to react. Are we going to flight or fight? And of course, if you're not prepared, you cannot fight. You cannot go to battle without the weapons of warfare. You have to be prepared and to react quickly and to face the fear. But you, again, you need to be prepared. You have to take your thoughts and begin to crystallize your thoughts and to put them into action. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You have to have your own plan of action, or you're going to end up at one of the FEMA camps. You're going to become, you know, you're going to become that slave, as the individual that called in earlier that said people went and, you know, sold themselves into slavery for food. I don't know about you, but that's not the life that I choose for myself. If I can't stand working for somebody, I sure don't want to be somebody's slave.
That's the Deborah we love.
Actually, I'd like to have a few come. I'll be happy to enlist quite a few people that want to become my slave because they're foolish and they don't prepare. I mean, frankly, I can use all the help, but it's going to be under my terms and conditions. And, you know, fortunately, I'm a good person at the root of, you know, the root of things. However, there are people that are out there that are evil, who think nothing of you, that they're slave masters, and they'll rip the quality of life out of you. They have no moral perpetuity to them. So we have a responsibility to protect our family and our loved ones. And I encourage everybody, sometime today, close yourself in a room. Take 5 minutes. Close your eyes. Shut out the noise and begin to think about what your priorities are. I heard an example of a pastor that took a bucket, or excuse me, it was like a jar, and he put these big rocks in it, and he said to the congregation, you know, when he filled it all up, is it filled? And the congregation yelled out, yeah, it is. But then he reached under a table and pulled out, and he put some gravel, and he poured it in, and it filled all the small spots. And he said, is it filled? And they were kind of onto him. They said, no. So then he goes underneath the table and he pulls out sand, and then he puts the sand in. And that felt, you know, filled around even smaller spots. And then he said, is it filled? And they said, no. So then he goes and he takes water and he pours the water in. And it's
hey, Deborah, it's a great point. We're out of time. We're out of time. Deborah Brewster, you got to come back again and again and again.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.